Azor Zechinish Bechet, Shagam, and Behudim Sechot, Zahir is Dav Zayin. Perek, Hoyer, Koyin, Mashiach, Perek, Shani. Zog the Hedog Mishnah Besiata Deshmaya. If the Koyin Gadol Paskin erroneously for himself, Beshoigi, and then he acted on the Psak Beshoigi, he brings a Paras of Chatos. If he Paskin Beshoigi, but he acted Bemezid, he's Potter from bringing a Chatos. If he Paskin Bemezid and acted Beshoigi, he's Potter also from bringing a Chatos. This is all because the Psak of the Koyin Gadol that he makes for himself is the same as when Bezdin Paskins for the Tzibra. Zog the Gemara. When he paskin b'shoigig and acted on it b'shoigig, obviously he has to bring a chatos. What's the chiddush? Evet the Gemara. Abaye said the case is where he paskin but forgot why he paskin in the way that he did, and he then acted on the basis of that psak. We would think that since if he remembered why he paskin in that way, it would have led him to retract the ruling, and therefore maybe he's considered to be somewhat of a mezid. The Mishnah therefore teaches he's still chayav a chatos. Mishnah then said, "Mezid v'yasa shoyge v'chulu." The Gemara says, "This is based on a brayso which says that when the pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol says le'ashmas ha'om, it teaches the Kohen Gadol is treated like the tzibur for purposes of a chatos." The brayso asks, "We would seem to be able to learn this based on logic. The tzibur is removed from the category of an individual, and the Kohen Gadol is removed from the category of an individual. Just like the tzibur is only chay when the erroneous psak was given b'shoyge, and the sin was done b'shoyge, the same should be true for the Kohen Gadol. However, we also say the Kohen Gadol should be learned from the case of a nasi who is chayiv for a shoyge act, even if it's not based on an erroneous psak." And the Kohen Gadol should be the same. On the one hand, the Kohen Gadol is more similar to the Tzibur, that they both bring a pyre, and they don't bring an Ashram Tali. On the other hand, he's similar to the Nasi, and that he brings a goat when the Aver is Avoy the Zara, and brings an Ashram when appropriate. Therefore, the Torah writes the pasuk of L'Ashma Sam to teach the Kohen Gadol should be like the Tzibur. Maybe we should say, just like when the Tzibur acts on a psak of Bez, and they bring a pyre Helam, so too, if they act on a psak of a Kohen Gadol, he must bring a carbon. The pasuk therefore says, that v'hikriv al chatosoy asher choto, which teaches that he only brings a carbon for a sin that he himself has committed, not for a sin committed by other people. How do we know that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an Ashram Tolui? Marseh the Pasuk says, the chiper olav ha-koyin al shekagosay asher shogog, which teaches that only someone who is chayiv a chatos for a regular shogog can become chayiv for an Ashram Tolui. However, a Kohen Gadol who liked the tzibur, and therefore only brings a chatos when there's a running psak, therefore would not be chayiv for an Ashram Tolui. So up the next mission, if the Kohen Gadol paskin on something on his own and acted on that psak on his own, he has to bring his own carbon. If he paskin along with the bezin and acted along with the tzibur, he gets a kapar from their parhelim. This is because bezin is not chayiv for a parhelim unless the paskin is incorrectly regarding a part of a concept of halacha, and the same is true for the Kohen Gadol. Bezin is also not chayiv for a carbon in the case of a avodah zarah unless they paskin to be matter only part of it. Frak the Gemara, how do we know that the Kohen Gadol can get a kapara from through the par helam? If the Gemara Brisa says, if Kohen Gadol paskin along with the tzibur and acted along with them, we would think that he has to bring his own par. The Brisa asks, the Kohen Gadol is like the Nasi in that they're both excluded from the category of individual, and yet the Nasi gets a kapara from par helam when he acts with the tzibur, so then Kohen Gadol should be the same. The Brisa says, the Nasi is different because he gets a kapara along with the tzibur on Yom Kippur, but the Kohen Gadol doesn't, so we would think he has to bring his own carbon even when he passes along with and acts with the tzibur. The Pasuk therefore says, Al-Chatasei Asher Chato, which teaches that when he sinned on his own, then he brings his own carbon. When he sins along with the tzibur, he gets a kapara with them from the parhelim. Frak Gemara, what case is the Mishnah talking about that he and Bezin both paskin, but they paskin regarding different matters and therefore acted on these different matters? If the case of the Kohen Gadol is the most prestigious Chacham and Bezin is not, then Bezin's Psak won't create a Chir for Parhelim because the most prestigious Chacham was not involved in the Psak. And we learned earlier that the Chacham wasn't there, there's no Parhelim, and it's therefore obvious that the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own carbon. If the case is that the Kohen Gadol is not a prestigious Chacham, then his Psak should not even be considered a Psak to make him Chai of a carbon altogether. And if the Gemara Papa said the case is that they're both equally prestigious Chachamim. Dr. Gemara Abaye thought to say that the case of the Kohen Gadol ruling independently of the Bezin is that they're sitting in different places and passing about two different Isurim. Rabbi said they don't have to be sitting in different places as long as they're passing about different Isurim. In fact, Gemara, it's Poshut that if he passes about Chelev and they pass about Avodah Zarah, they're considered to be different because the Yisurim are from different Psukim and therefore require different Karbonis. He brings a par, they have to bring a par and a goat. Certainly, if he passes about Avodah Zarah and they pass about Chelev, they would be different because he would then bring a goat and they would bring a par. What if they rule about two different types of Chelev? Do we say that since they learn from different Psukim, they're different? Or do we say that the Karbonis are the same and therefore both Asurim are, and since both Yisurim are from Chelev, and therefore consider the same thing? If we say that they're the same, what if he passes about regarding Chelev and they pass regarding blood? Do we say that they have different Isurim from different Psukim and therefore they're different? Or maybe because they require the same carbon, therefore they're the same? Take Ublaipta Shaila. Mishnah said, "She'ein bezin chayovim ad she'yoyru levatel mixas v'chulu." We learned this, like we learned earlier, from the pasuk of Nelam Dovar. We learned this is the same for the Kohen Gadol based on the pasuk of the Ashma Soam. Mishnah said, "V'loy ba'avay zechav v'chulu." How do we know this? Brisa says there's a gzeir shav from avay dezar to par helam, which teaches that this special carbon for the sin of avay dezar is referring to where there was an erroneous psak in bezin, and teaches that it's only required where the psak permits a part of the concept, not the whole concept. Zog the next Mishnah, there's only a requirement that the Parhelm of Bezin passing erroneously and the Tzibur acted b'shoyege based on that. The same is true regarding the Kohen Gadol. Bezin is only not chaya for a carbon for a psak regarding over the Zorah, unless the passing erroneously and the Tzibur acted b'shoyege based on that. Zog the Gemara Brice says that the Pasuk of Yishku would teach that as long as the act was done b'shoyege, there's a chaya for the special carbon even without an erroneous psak. The Pasuk therefore says Yishku v'nelam dover to teach that it must be based on an erroneous psak of Bezin. Mishnah then said, V'chein HaMashiach. The Gemara says that we learned that this is the same for the Kohen Gadol, based on the pasuk of La'ashma So'om. Mishnah then said, V'loi b'avar z'chavim, Elo al helem dover v'chula. Bryce said, there's a gzeir shavim of avar to bar helem, which teaches that this special carbon for the sin of avar is referring to where there's an erroneous psak in Bezin, along with an act done b'shoyege relying on that psak. Mara says that the Mishnah does not mention this requirement of carbon for Avodah Zarah regarding a Kohen Gadol. It must be that the Mishnah follows Rebbe, who says the Kohen Gadol is chayah for an act b'shoyege of Avodah Zarah, even if it's not based on erroneous psak. The Chama argue and say that it must be based on erroneous psak. They both agree that he brings a goat and that he does not bring an Ashram Tali. Mara says it's not correct. The next Mishnah says that the special carbon for the sin of Avodah Zarah is only bought for the type of act that when done b'mezid would carry a karas penalty. There too, there's no mention of the Kohen Gadol, but it surely means to include the Kohen Gadol. The same can be said for our Mishnah. What's the basis of Rebbe's view? And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'chipar ha-Kohen al-ha-nefesh ha-shegeges v'cheto b'shgogo. Ha-nefesh refers to the Kohen Gadol, ha-shegeges refers to the Nasi. V'cheto b'shgogo, Rebbe says, this means the sin has to be done b'shoyeg. The Chum say, this teaches that only someone who is otherwise chayev ha-chatas for a shoyeg would be chayev for a chatas for a shoyeg regarding avodah zarah. This excludes the Kohen Gadol, who is only chayev ha-chatas when his shoyeg is based on erroneous psak. How do they know that he brings a goat? Mar says the pasuk says nefesh achas, which teaches that an individual. This includes an individual, a nasi, and the kohen gadol. How do we know that he doesn't bring an ashram tali? And for tomorrow, the pasuk regarding ashram tali says al shigase asher shogeg. Rebbe says that this teaches that it's only brought by someone who brings a chatos on everything based simply on doing the act of shogeg. However, kohen gadol sometimes only brings when there's an erroneous psak, except in the case of avodah zarah. Therefore, he does not bring an ashram tali. The rabbanim say that the pasuk teaches that an ashram tali is only brought for an act that would cause a chatos to be brought if done b'shoyeg. According to them, kohen gadol never brings a chatos for an act done b'shoyeg unless there's also an erroneous psak, and therefore he would not bring an ashram tali.